Good day, everybody. My presentation is entitled Improved Diagnosis of Typhoid Through Open Science, an Artificial Intelligence-Based Technique. My name is Jeff Sejizi. I'm currently a member of the Mboa Lab AI team and an active member of the JIDA network. JIDA stands for Digital Diagnosis for Smarter Healthcare in Africa. On top of this, I work on a number of science projects in physics and computer science. The contents of our presentation are as follows: values, influences, and forces that shape the diagnosis, AI solution to be used, data sources, governments, and ethics. We start with a quote from Thomas Carlyle, who said, "He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything." We will start first to answer the why question, which is mainly about typhoid burden. Typhoid fever is one of the severe infectious human diseases in Africa. Out of an estimated 11 to 21 million cases of typhoid fever, and 260,000 to 600,000 deaths occur worldwide each year. The burden of typhoid is likely underestimated due to challenges in surveillance and available diagnosis. As such, there is a need to diagnose typhoid earlier, quickly, and with accurate results at a low cost. Sources of typhoid are feces and urine of cases and carriers. Other sources are contaminated water, food, fingers, and flies. Currently, infection rates are high. Patient to doctor ratios is very low, particularly in developing countries. We have few medical institutions, few equipments for tests. The state of the equipment, we have the cost of the test, we have the duration of the diagnosis. In 2018, Sub-Saharan Africa had a deficit of an estimated 1.8 million health workers, according to a WHO report. This deficit is projected to rise to 4.3 million by 2035. There are a number of reasons for the shortfall, including a lack of funding for education and training, international migration and career changes among health workers, illness, premature retirement, and even premature death. As with all serological tests, the rise in antibody level needed to perform the diagnosis takes 7 to 14 days, which limits the applicability of vital tests in early diagnosis. The majority of rural communities lack both health workers and infrastructure. Many patients bypass essential primary or preventive care without a comprehensive primary care infrastructure. Many must rely on local chemists or traditional healers. Another reason is users are unsatisfied due to delay in getting test result and imprecise diagnosis. Conventional methods of diagnosis of typhoid fever are microbiological cultures, which is the gold standard for the diagnosis, body fluid like blood, bone marrow, stool, urine, rosebuds, gastric and intestinal secretion may be cultured. Blood culture gave a definitive diagnosis. The use of bacteriological culture for the diagnosis of typhoid infection is cost intensive and technically very difficult. We have the antibody detection test, represented here by the vital test, which is based on the measurement of antibodies agglutinins against somatic O and flagellar H antigen of Salmonella typhi in the sera of passion, widely used in many developing countries. Because of its low cost, VIDA test is limited by lack of standardized methods of assay and misinterpretation of results. Alternative serological tests, there are many types using different methods of serological assay, like the rapid deep stick assay, the DOT enzyme immunoassays, and agglutination inhibition test. But their use is limited by low sensitivity, low specificity, and the cost. We have also antigen detection tests. These tests also have low specificity and sensitivity when compared to blood culture. Some misdiagnoses with typhoid are the parathyroid fever, which is similar to typhoid fever but usually less severe. We have the paraenteric fever, which is a typhoid-like fever but not caused by Salmonella typhi. We have gastroenteritis with mild case of typhoid fever that may be mistaken for gastroenteritis. We have the typhoid malaria fever, and we also have malaria. What do we want to do in terms of AI to solve the problem caused by Salmonella typhi and make an accurate diagnosis? We want to do some task automation. Our task automation will be based on limited memory AI ability to store previous data and use it to make prediction. In other words, we will look at past data to make immediate decision. We will refer on augmentation because we value the human judgment expertise, which will make the result better. The diagnosis of typhoid involves several levels of uncertainties. Patients cannot tell exactly how they feel. Doctors and nurses cannot tell exactly what they observe. Augmented intelligence makes more sense than artificial intelligence, especially in tropical diseases such as typhoid. This is because it highlights the enhanced capability of a human when augmented with the right tools and technologies. In a sensitive industry such as healthcare, human intelligence cannot be replaced. Augmented intelligence specifies systems that augment human intelligence rather than attempt to replace them. Combining AI system with an irreplaceable human clinician can advance better diagnosis. AI is a decision support to the prescription that follows the diagnosis, and we want to reach efficiency and accuracy. Since the test is with blood serum, this work of preparing the sample to be tested can only be done efficiently by the laboratory technician in order to maintain human warmth and to encourage the patient in the process of healing. After prediction of the result by the system, the laboratory technician will decide on the accuracy of the result as a last resort and can motivate the patient not to panic in the event of a positive result or the level of seriousness of the situation. We will use two algorithms. We will train images with the learning vector quantization, and we will use roof set theory as our decision support system. Because we use blood serum tests, we have a number of classifiers commonly used, like neural network based classifier. Among them, we have the learning vector quantization, we have the multilayer perceptron, we have the convolutional neural network, or even the distance-based one like the occlusion, the principal component analysis, the k-nearest neighbor, or support vector machine, and so on. In this project, the learning vector quantization neural network is proposed based on several considerations. LVQ is a shallow neural network consisting only of two layers, namely input and output. LVQ is stable. It returns the stable output affected by the initial value of weight. is more fixed. The training and testing process both are run rapidly, caused by its algorithm. It's relatively simple and requires a simple number of parameters that need to be set. This testing process for the classification of new sample can be done easily by calculating the Euclidean distance from the new sample feature with the sample feature in the database. This network is able to classify patterns with different number of classes. And to reinforce the reliability of the test, we will use Rousseff theory applied on 18 symptoms. This will allow us not only to confirm the diagnosis, but above all, to determine the level of severity of the disease. Rousseff theory is concerned with the classification and analysis of imprecise, uncertain, or incomplete information and knowledge. To perform appropriate RST, we follow a procedure below after data set is loaded. Discretize, explanatory variable and objective variable. Prepare the decision table. Prepare the matrix of discernibility. Calculate reduct. Select the reduct. Prepare the decision table made with selected reduct. Prepare the discernibility matrix made with selected reduct. And set the decision, the deviation of rules. Here, results correspond to selected variables. And how will we implement this algorithm? We will use images and structured data collected from different sources like laboratories of hospital and university hospital center. We will make sure that our data sample is very heterogeneous, based on ethnicity, gender, and ages. The cleaning, labeling, and future extraction of the images will be done by clinician or lab technicians. And this will result in less problem from wrong diagnosis and reduce cost of medication. Diagnosis is more important than ever before because the patient has so much to lose when there is a misdiagnosis. Getting the right typhoid diagnosis is key for the patient. In addition to being made in a timely fashion, the diagnosis and implication must be communicated effectively. The key issues are timeliness and accuracy. The patient should know with precision the disease that he is suffering from, whether it's malaria, typhoid, or typhomalaria. Overdiagnosis is also a concern. This is when a condition is diagnosed that does not go to cause any symptom or ill health. This can result in the blurring of the borders between health and disease. While overdiagnosis is not an error, it can result in harm, overtreatment, and unnecessary anxiety. It is common practice that after failure of malaria treatment, typhoid treatment is recommended by doctors. The governance and ethics of our projects. The governance and ethics mechanism will be built on values such as openness, transparency, human rights, accountability, legal adherence, and ethical conduct. Our flowchart can be described as follow. We have the key stakeholders, who are the Ministry of Health, which oversees activities of the health center. We have ANOR, which is the regulatory board that works in collaboration with the ministry to keep the health center in check. We have the AI solution for the rapid typhoid diagnosis, reporting to the Ministry of Health and ANOR to gain approval for implementation in hospital. Hospitals are the main user of the AI, a converging point for all stakeholders, and is the point of fragility in the system, in that if the AI solution does not produce the desired result, patients will be unsatisfied with the services. There will be a credibility threat on hospital and AI solution, which could lead to loss of confidence and probable restriction imposed on the AI solution. The report to the Ministry of Health and ANOR, patient and co-users with the hospital of the AI solution. Here is our team, made of 5 members. Me as myself, Jacques Elize. We have Fadanka Stefan. We have Bido Sesi Agusu, and we have Nodira Ibrugimova, and we have Boa Toma, who is the central coordinator of the project. And he is the one coordinating all the activities and who makes sure that transparency and openness of the projects is respected. You can reach and follow the project through the GitHub, https://github.com/mboalab. We have already made 35% progress in the project because some planned activities are on the fly and some already filled. We have started preliminary investigation on the rough set theory and decision tree algorithm to be used in the project and created work schedules and tasks. Survey questions have been designed for medical practitioners, medical laboratory scientists, in order to understand the symptom level of and severity of typhoid fever. We have already selected the most appropriate data collection tool based on the current research already done. With the data collection tool, the design question with the tool from the pool of questions available as contribution. We have already charted out a plan to obtain a broad and representative range of data, including imaging, taking into account age, gender, ethnic group, geographic location. We have started reaching out to communities and other plausible partners that can assist in the data gathering process. For example, medical doctors, associations that can ethically assist in providing anonymous data from patients. Those are the steps we have already filled for this project. Once more, thank you for your kind attention.